titled, The Blessings of Being a Child of God. And our text is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. For when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
Text, in these 11 verses, we have 8 benefits of being a child of God, of being in Christ by faith and being saved. 8 benefits. The first benefit we have of being a child of God is peace with God in verse 1. The second benefit, we have access to God in verse 2. In verse 3, we have hope in verse 2. I'm sorry, third, we have hope in verse 2. Four, we glory in trials in verse 3. Five, we have the love of God in verse 5. And we also have in verse 5 the Holy Spirit given to us. Seven, we are saved from the wrath of God in verse 9. And in verse 8, our eighth, we have joy in our hearts from verse 11. In John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. By believing in Jesus Christ, by faith, we have a home in heaven reserved for us, an eternal home waiting for us. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. But Paul is answering the question of, what about the here and now? There are benefits for the believer right now, but every believer is not enjoying them today. And as we go through these 8 benefits, we need to be concentrating and meditating upon it, enjoying these benefits. In Ephesians 1:3, it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in heavenly places, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And because I messed up, I'll do that again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. The word is here today in that verse that says, has blessed us. We have been blessed with these benefits. These benefits are for today and for every believer. The benefit of being a child of God, we begin with the first benefit, peace with God. Romans chapter 5, 1 says, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We read in Romans 8, 33 that it is God who justifies us. Our Almighty God justifies us before Him. What that means is Almighty God has made us right with Him through faith in Jesus Christ. We are right with God, and we have peace with God. That's what the verse says, and our first verse says. As long as there is sin in the world, and sin in the hearts of men, or sin in the hearts of mankind, there will never be peace in the world. At least not until the Prince of Peace, Christ Jesus, returns. But in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you will have peace." If you want peace, the peace of Christ, you need to believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, your Lord, and as the Son of God. Then you will have a peace in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind. And not until then. The Word of God says in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." This verse is talking of eternal life. But it's also talking about the rest that we can have by knowing Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have peace with God. Jesus' death on the cross paid the price for our sin. And our faith in Him has reconciled us to the God the Father Almighty. Our relationship to our Almighty God has been restored. We have peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. God no longer finds us guilty before Him. Everything is all right between our soul and God's. This is the peace that we have with God. Believing in Christ is essential to having peace with God. And peace is the first and wonderful benefit that we get and that we receive upon acceptance of Jesus Christ as our Savior. He gives us a peace. Our second benefit is we have access to Almighty God. We can come before the throne of grace, it says. In verse 2, "Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." Access means we can come to God in prayer. Because of faith in Jesus Christ, we can come to God in prayer, and He hears us. He listens to us, and He answers us, answers our prayers according to His will. As the Lord's Prayer says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He answers our prayers according to His will because His will, He knows best. His will is best. Our third benefit of being a child of God is hope. In the second verse, we have hope. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. This hope is what Paul told Titus in Titus chapter 1, or chapter 2, verse 13. A verse I've quoted many times, which is a powerful verse. It says, "Looking for our blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Every Christian should be looking for our blessed hope. And our blessed hope is the return of Christ when He comes back for us at the rapture. The child of God also has hope of Romans 8:28, which says, "For we know that God works all things together for good to those who are called according to His purpose, to those who love Him." Actually, the verse says, "We know that God causes all things to work together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose." as a Christian, we need to know that God will work everything out for good. We need to wait on Him until that happens, prophecy sometimes. The next thing is we need to know that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:39. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing. We may not always see the good right away, but we need to be patient and allow God to work in our lives. Our fourth benefit is in verse 3. It says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Another way of saying this is that we can joy in troubles. When was the last time you took joy in your troubles? Well, that's what this verse is talking about. Because our troubles work patience, and patience works hope. What this means is that when we struggle, it brings us closer to God. As it says in James 4:8, draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. The more we are dependent on God, the more we come to Him. And the more we can see Him work in our lives. Yes, when we are really dependent on Him, we need to get down and pray on our knees and ask God for help. And then we can see Him work. We can see Him answer prayer. We need to be speaking to our Almighty God when we need Him. And we need Him when we have troubles in our life. God gets fruit out of the believer by pruning the branches. His allowing us to struggle helps us to grow in our faith and to grow spiritually. You can do one of two things when you struggle. You can move away from God, or you can move close to Him. And that's why James 4:8 says, draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. He'll be there for you when you need Him. Many people draw away. That's not the work of God. The work of God is for us to draw close to Him. If you have a problem, if you're hurting, pray. Speak to God and let Him speak to you. Our fifth benefit in this text is that we have the love of God. In Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. In the King James Version, it would say it's the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. What it means is overflowing in our hearts. It is not speaking about our love to God. It's speaking about His love to us. We need to grow in our love to Him. And we can spiritually. But it says the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. Do you realize that? The moment you become a Christian, the moment the love of God is poured out in your hearts by the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. We need to praise God for that. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to make God's love for us real to us. And this brings us to our sixth benefit. The Holy Spirit is given to us in verse 5. Every believer is given the Holy Spirit at the time they accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. What does the verse again say? Now the hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit is given to you. We need to be praising God for that. But not everyone realizes these benefits. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Holy Spirit dwells within you. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? The Holy Spirit is given to us, and it rests within us, in our heart. Titus 3:6. Whom when he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. The Holy Spirit has been poured out abundantly in our hearts. We will talk about this much more next week, that we do not sin in our heart. Our heart does not sin. That's our new flesh. Or not our new flesh, but that's our nature, our new nature. Our old nature does, and we'll get into that much more next week. But we have the Holy Spirit in us. We're a new creation when we accept Jesus Christ. A new creation. As it says in 1 John 5:1, when we believe in Jesus, we are born of God. We are born new. How is this done? How do we receive the Holy Spirit? It's given to us by God. In Galatians 4:6, it says this. And because you are sons, and what this scripture means, if you had a different version, it says, because you are children of God. God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. We can cry out, Abba, Father. We can get a living relationship with Jesus Christ. We can have a relationship with Jesus. That's what Abba, Father is. Having a relationship with God the Father Almighty. A loving relationship with Him. A personal one, an intimate one. Because we have the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to pray. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. The Holy Spirit prays with you for you with utterances which we do not understand. John 14:26. The Holy Spirit is there to help us. To realize how much God loves us. That's what it says in 5:5. We get to our seventh benefit of being one of the seven benefits of a blessing of being a child of God. We are saved from the wrath of God. Verse 9. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we are saved from the wrath of God. What does this mean? What are we saved from? We shall not go through the great tribulation. Which means that every believer will leave this earth at the rapture of the church. Not because we're worthy, but because we are saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. We are saved by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. As 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9 says, For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are saved from God's wrath through faith in Jesus Christ. Now we come to our eighth benefit, the last one, of our text, which is joy, in verse 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. It says we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, because we have received reconciliation. Reconciliation means we have received peace. We have peace with God. This verse says we can rejoice. We can have joy in God. Whatever we're going through, we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice because we have been saved through faith and are going to be in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The child of God should have joy in their heart. And if we're not experiencing that joy, we need to pray and see God work. And as he begins to answer our prayers, we can have joy then. Because as we pray, we'll see him work in our lives. Our Heavenly Father loves us. And he wants us to receive his love. He wants us to ask for his love. He wants us to know how deeply he loves us. As it says in John 3:16 again, and as I hope you all know this by now, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We receive his Son, as it says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. And then when we receive Jesus, we receive the blessings. The blessings of Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. We have these blessings today. The blessings of being a child of God. Peace with God. Access to God. We can pray. We have hope. We glory in trials. We have the love of God, and we have the Holy Spirit. We are saved from God's wrath, and we can rejoice in God. We have joy in God our Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So for now, let's love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. And let's praise him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just praise you and thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for your word that you've given to us. A word to live by. A word to guide us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the love that you have that is overflowing within our hearts for us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We ask that the Holy Spirit would guide and direct our steps each and every day. Be with us today and throughout these weeks, Lord. And we pray, God, that we, as we have troubles and concerns and struggles, that we will come before you and give it to all to you, Father. Give it to you so that we do not need to hold on to it ourselves. As the song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," says, what burdens we carry because we do not give them to you. And Father, we do pray that we can give our burdens to you, Father, and that we can know your joy in our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.